on. You're muted right now, so we're not hearing you.
How about now?
We got you.
Okay.
Okay, yes. So I've hit record. It is recording now. Christian's not able to make it, so Wilma will be running the meeting. So if you're ready, Wilma.
Okay. Sure. So we'll call the meeting to order at 5:48 and do roll call. Christian is at. I see you, so that must be yes.
You cut out for a minute, Wilma. Were you calling Sean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sean, sorry.
Here.
John Gary?
Yes, here.
And Wilma Kominick here. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Sherry, if you have the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Move.
I'll second it.
Was that Sean?
Sean made the first motion. Okay. Yep, and then John.
Okay. And so we're going to do...
You need
closed session, you said next.
You need to do a roll call for that now. The approval of the agenda, Wilma.
So I didn't hear you.
So you're going to go through and ask each board member for a yay or a nay to approve the agenda.
You need a motion first, Sherry?
I think you did a motion, Sean, and John seconded.
Okay, that's on us.
Sorry. Okay, so approval of the, we got that. Right. So approval of the agenda by roll call.
Sean?
Yay.
Aye.
Okay. John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Agenda is approved. Motion carried.
Okay.
Allow
me to read what our topics are in closed session to the public so everyone knows. We are first going to talk about a school security report, meeting with Lassen County Sheriff's School Resource Officer Heffley. Then we're going to discuss public employment. And then the third topic is public employee discipline, dismissal, release. So what I'm going to do at this point in the meeting, I need to invite Tim Heffley and Jared and Elle and our board members to stay. And I'm going to move everyone else into the waiting area. Hopefully we will not be terribly long here. Everybody's back. It's looking good. So just so you know, we concluded our session at 6:10, just a few moments ago. And I'm gonna share the report out. It was just an information item. B, public employment. The board approved offering agreements to 26 certificated staff, 22 classified staff, and 6 administrative staff. Under C, a non-renewal of 1 classified member. So Wilma, it's back in your capable hands.
Okay. So we'll move on to item 5, the consent agenda. Let's see.
I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, and we'll approve by roll. All in favor to approve the consent agenda as presented. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye. Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Okay, let's see. So on to public comments. I don't think there's any public. Is anybody there, Al? Okay.
And this is an opportunity if anybody else wants to address something not on the agenda, any of you could do so as well.
Okay.
Not seeing anybody say me.
Nope. Okay. Then down to item 7, reports. Any reports from the board members? No? Okay. Sherry, executive report.
So I did include that in writing. And John, I realize you're here twice.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got him.
We're probably going to have a problem with echo.
Just a minute.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, great.
No echo.
So unless you have questions for me. And all the other reports were in writing in your packet as well. We are waiting for our finance person to come. So if you're okay moving to information for the moment, that would be helpful.
Okay. Should we go on to Nick then, since he's on the line?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, so update for Nick on the USDA loan status and the well project.
All righty. So we've got some good news for this meeting. We got the architectural report approved by USDA. What was that, last week, Sherry?
Yep.
So that was a big, huge hurdle. So now only thing we're waiting on for USDA is for a revised appraisal, and that should hopefully be here, I'm hoping this week, next week at the latest, I believe. And once that's in, we can get the package formally approved. I don't know exactly what that timeline would be. It would, Mike say, I think about 30 days, he thought, by the time he got the appraisal.
He thought 30 to 60 days, depending on how busy everybody was. But I think it was a huge hurdle to get the preliminary architect report through. Nick had to fight several battles on our behalf. Which he did successfully.
Yeah, there was a lot of work to get it through the state's architect. So yeah, that was a big hurdle. We got that done. Once that's approved, there's more process involved after that as well. But the approval will encumber the funds. So then we don't have to worry about not having that money available. In the meantime, we've wrapped up the request for qualifications for a design build contractor to come in, do the design and do the construction. And Sherry, we haven't talked about this for a while, but we need to send that to USDA as well. So I've got that wrapped up as of yesterday. I'm sending it to, I'll actually probably send it to Mike tonight for him to review. And I would expect a pretty quick turnaround because they've reviewed several of those for different projects. So I would expect a week or two to get that back. And then we can go out to bid and find a contractor to do the work. And that's another probably 3 to 4 month process to get through that. So anyway, we're still looking good to get all this stuff kind of settled, be, I would say definitely by the end of the year, but in the next few months. And then for the well project, we had trouble finding contractors to bid on the project, but we did have a contractor out of Chico that's willing to do the work. We were either, the general is from Chico, but the well driller is from, I'd have to double check. I believe they might actually be from Chico too, but we look for well drillers both in Susanville, Reno, Fallon, north of Susanville. We were either too large or too small, or the companies were too busy to provide options. So we ended up having to go for a contractor out of the area. But that being said, I think we're getting everything that we need for the well under the budget that was set aside for the grant. So our goal is to bring that in less than what the cost of the contract is. But even though we know what the contract is, we're going to get a fully functioning well plus prep for a parking area and electrical service for future buildings. So we're still getting everything you need to use the property in the future. And hopefully we can bring in cost a little bit less and maybe get you some additions on there if possible. And that should be done. I think we're starting, the plan is to mobilize by the end of this month, I believe, if we get approval for that.
And that's an action item. Our action item A, when we get there, is to approve the bid for this. And I just wanted to point out the bid started on page 71 of your board packet. It was initially gotten in February, and then Nick got us an update in April, and the price went up from then.
We when we only got this one bid originally, we'd spent quite a bit of time trying to find other contractors, unfortunately, unsuccessfully. And in that time, prices, if you guys are familiar with what's going on in the commodities market because of COVID and whatnot, prices are all over the board. So prices went up a bit. So that's why it's kind of urgent to just get this locked in so that steel or other commodities don't go up and further increase the price and availability as well. It's just not the price, it's availability. You don't want to have to buy like a pump for this that you're going to have to wait 4 months for it to come on a boat from China.
So questions for Nick while we have him here? Okay, I think it's pretty self-explanatory, and not getting anybody else. I mean, we really tried to far reach for somebody to come do that and nobody wants it.
Yeah, it was disappointing that we couldn't get Beckett to do it because he's right in your backyard, but he's just, that's not his thing, I guess, these days, unfortunately.
Right. All right, Nick, well, you can hang in or exit, whatever you need to do.
Thank you. If you guys don't need me, I'll sign off.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
And Wilma, Valerie is here now for the finance report. Do you mind if we go back to that item?
Nope. Let's go back to, so that'd be item 7C.
Correct.
Valerie.
Hi there, everyone. Let me do a screen share.
We're barely hearing you. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Look here, I can adjust my volume. Does that help at all?
A little bit better.
Okay. All righty. Okay. I'm fighting off a cold, so I hope to not get in a coughing spell here tonight, but Here is your summary of financials through March 31st, and everything is trending along right where we anticipate it would be. And you guys have a strong cash position to end the year with 182 days cash on hand for Long Valley and 165 cash on hand for Thompson Peak. And we're still looking at the budget surpluses and ending fund balances that we anticipated at second interim budget. I'm expecting to hear any from Umpqua Bank any day on the loan forgiveness. So we anticipate that. We did get one from another school today that was submitted right around the same time as Long Valley's package. So we'll be sure to let you know. Here is the summary of where things sit year to date, and you're at about 61 and 67% of revenues for the year, and your expenses are trending right where they should be, a little bit under, with 75% of the year behind us. And then we've got your detailed pages on the next three pages, and I'm happy to answer any question, actually, the next four that you guys might have. And then here is our cash flow. And again, everything is trending right where we anticipate it should be at this time of year. We've been working hard on focusing on your July budgets and getting those underway here. So here's your cash flow for Thompson Peak as well, with the $829,000 ending cash balance projected. And then we've got your balance sheets. So
I have a question, Valerie.
Sure. Uh-huh.
The loan, the PPP loan,
yes,
right now shows as a liability.
Correct.
And then at the point that it's officially forgiven, what happens?
What happens is at that point, we recognize the revenue. So we post a journal entry to your general ledger, and we remove the loan, and we recognize the revenue, because the revenue has been officially granted to you. So even though we received the cash last year, when we anticipate it'll happen this month, in Thompson Peak's case, we'll recognize the $109,000 of their portion of the revenue, and then we'll remove the loan from their balance sheet. And the same with Long Valley. Their portion is the $436,000 revenue anticipated, and removing the loan.
Great.
So
that on the books makes our position.
Yeah, improve. It's a net. Yeah, it's a net zero to cash.
Right.
Because but it does definitely improve your position because we were receiving that revenue and we're removing that loan. So it'll be a positive. So we're excited about that.
Super.
All right. Any other questions? All right.
Not hearing any.
Okay. We'll stop share here. All right.
I can go on to the next item, Wilma, the COPS grant then. Oh no, the renovations.
Okay.
Sorry, it's the renovations.
Yeah.
So asked Jared to speak with us tonight on this. We have an action item later on the agenda for approving some additional costs. Let me share my screen here. But I wanted him just to share what's transpired and how things are looking as part of this action item. Jared, I have the images up right now. Are you seeing them?
I am. So it's really coming along and it looks beautiful and clean in there. Today they were installing all the new doors. They probably have another week and a half until all the parts get in. There have been a couple of unexpected things going when they were moving plumbing for the bathroom to be ADA. We did not expect there to be a huge gaping hole under there that, you know, people could fit under. And, you know, that wasn't filling, that wasn't in the original bid. Also, there were plumbing leaks, you know, from the 60-year-old steel pipe. And so that was not in part of the bid. Initially, we have two offices in there, and we had not planned to have windows sticking out to see inside the building. And discussing with Sherry, she thought it would be an amazing idea. So that was added on as well.
Jared, I'm just going to clarify. I didn't think it would be an amazing idea.
A necessary
it would be security. A necessary safety idea to be able to see people walking up to the building when you're sitting in those offices.
As I was. And then our initial bid did not include anything with the HVAC. And where the heater unit was in the middle of our classroom space. So we needed to get it moved. And so we've gotten three bids now for either getting it moved, which came out to $11,000 from this HVAC contractor. He also put in a bid for if we got a whole new system, which was $15,000. And then there are these new things, I'm gonna call them new, but they're called mini splits. And then you end up with a heater and air conditioner in every room. And you're able to adjust every room's temperature with that thermostat. And our contractor who's doing the whole project so far bid that at $7,200. I think those are really slick. And I called a HVAC guy I know in Reno, and he was like, I've had customers install them and they love them. So I would suggest pushing that general direction.
So just in recapping, in the same that the other bid went up for the well, the bid did go up because materials went up between the time they bid on it and we actually got to it. And then we have a couple complications, which alone I didn't think were so bad for what they ended up finding in that old building. And then part of what we have to decide tonight is for HVAC, what process you're going to engage in. And then Jared, I did a separate page for the house.
So again, from when we got the initial quote to when we got it approved, the prices were adjusted for the teardown. So the siding on there is asbestos. So no matter what we do, we need to get the siding removed prior to it being torn down or anything else. But the option we have is that's a hollowed out building that we could use for CTE work, you know, to work on different pathways, to do framing, to do electrical, to do plumbing, and it's all there and open. So we need to make the decision whether we want to tear it down and turn that area into like a gardeny area, or if we want to leave it up and use it as a CTE construction pathway / storage.
Right, and with some of the AB 1316 that we've talked about, you know, if we're displaced, having a place for storage may now be even more important. So I would love it if anyone has questions for Jared. Like I said, it's much later on the agenda for making the decision.
I do have a question. So to the quote to tear it down, is that the 18120 or the 23120?
So it's the 23120 includes the asbestos removal.
Because someone else has to come in and actually remove the siding.
Okay, so basically to tear it down, the total would be 23120, but to remove the siding, remove the asbestos siding and install new siding would be 18710?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And that includes repairing the propane heater that's in that building. Because obviously if we're keeping
right. Okay, any other questions? No.
Thanks, Jared, for being willing to share on there.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm kind of excited. It looks really nice. It's so cleaned up. It's pretty amazing. Looking forward to getting out of my house, having a real office.
So now we'll move on to 8C, the COPS grant. Mm-hmm.
So that is the grant that we were talking about for the security, where Fort Sage wrote a grant. And they are willing to share a piece of it with us. Dr. Bond had written it in that way. Just, I wanted you to be aware at this point that we're looking at that vulnerability security report that was part of what Fort Sage, Dr. Toms ordered to have somebody come in and look at the security situation before decisions were made on how to spend the money. From that grant. So we were kind of swooped in with their process as well. That's how we came up with getting a vulnerability report. And that's going to drive our recommendations to you in future months of how to spend that money. Of course, because we have to commit to spending $15,000, that'll definitely be something that we need everyone to approve, besides that $45,000 being over my spending limit. You ready for the next item, or anyone have questions on that? So I invited Ezra to join us tonight. He is, he has come to us and said, I'd really like to have this club. And quite honestly, I have been waiting for a while for someone to say, hey, we should have this club, because it's highly, highly recommended. So Ezra put together a flyer that is in your board packet. And I wanted him to come and answer any questions. Ezra, you want to just talk for a minute or two about what the club is and what you would want to accomplish?
Yeah, so the club that I would absolutely love for a TPC to have would be a GSA, which stands for Gay Straight Lions. It's basically a support group, as well as like a social group for members of the LGBTQ plus community, as well as allies. So allies are people who are not a part of the community, but are supportive. To be able to come together and just kind of have a place for each other to kind of hang out. And then also just kind of a place to give support to each other if we need it. And so there is really what the what we want to accomplish with the GSA would be very much so kind of in the court of the founding members, really what we find to be, you know, necessary, doing something like, you know, like community service is something that maybe could be out there. But really the foundation of this club really is to provide support and a social place for people in or supportive of the LGBTQ plus community.
And so everyone knows Kelly has agreed to be the you know, staff person that's involved with the group. Thank you, Kelly. Anyone have questions? You know, we're in all of our suicide prevention training. This is one of the topics that come up, because this community is usually more at risk for suicide. And it's one of the very specific things that they've said to us is, if you can have the interest, have a GSA group to help support. So pretty excited, Ezra. And we talked about doing some community service, maybe as some of the topics that they would do. And again, he put together the flyer that's in the packet, page 62 and 63, that we'll probably be able to share at the beginning of next year to see if there's other students interested. Nicely done, Ezra, and thank you.
Thank you.
I did have a question. Ezra, do what other high schools in the county have this group? I mean, would they combine possibly, or?
I know Lassen High, I know they have like some stuff regarding LGBTQ+. I'm not sure if they actually have a GSA, but it is something I think I would kind of prefer to keep at TPC, like out of school, at the school, not like combining them. That way, just so the group is a little bit smaller. And I think, because I think it might be potentially too overwhelming if we have too many students from other schools.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, Ezra, you're having just, I can tell, a wonderful time watching our board process. So stay if you wish, but you're certainly welcome to leave if you don't need to be here. Okay?
I'm also going to leave, and great job, Ezra, on your leadership. That's awesome. Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Valerie.
Okay, so we can move on to 8E correspondence.
And we did get, you know, two letters that I wanted you to be aware of. The Plumas County Assessor came along and decreased the value of the building based on the purchase price, which reduces the taxes on it. So that's not a bad thing right now. And so that letter was in the packet. And we also got from the federal government that our E-rate application is approved for us to qualify for E-rate funds. And this one, I think, Jared, if I'm not mistaken, the $4,000 is for Thompson Peaks internet provision. So that's being paid for.
Right.
Yay, we'll take that.
Okay, so moving on to the action items. The first action item is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the well bid.
I'll make the motion to accept the well bid.
Sean has given us sign language.
I'll second it. Okay. So all in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Motion approved.
I have a question there.
Action.
I got Sean down as the second. Is that we're keeping Sean? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Action item B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the annual wage increase for the classified staff. I'll make a motion to approve as submitted.
I'll second it.
Tom will second.
Oh, let John second. All right.
Sean beat you, John. Okay. All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Item B approved as motion made. Action item C, discussion and possible action regarding approval of expand learning opportunity grant.
I couldn't hear you on that one.
Any motions?
What was it, the item?
It's the item C, the discussion. C, like Charlie. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of extended learning opportunity grant.
Oh, I move to approve.
I'll second. John.
Okay. All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Alma? Aye. Item C approved. Action item D, discussion and possible action regarding approval up to include section on cash revenues. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
John seconds. All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
Aye. John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Action item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of up to 15 years of recent experience. It's current 12 years of experience that may be granted for newly hired certificated employees.
Sherry, what does that mean? What does that mean, Sherry?
Yeah, what it means is on our teacher salary schedule, there's a row for each year of experience.
Okay.
And I, you know, whatever my personal feelings are, people don't leave a district and get full credit. So if I've been teaching 30 years and I move to another district, they have some cap on how many years credit they're going to give me to determine what step I'm on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Nobody gets 30 years. 12 is where we were. We had been at 10. We moved it to 12, but there are other schools in our county that have moved it to 15. And I don't want us to lose out on great candidates because we've not kept up with the Joneses.
So if we had somebody, which I hope it never happens, moves to the high school, they'd get 15 years credit?
Yep.
Okay. So it's just
up to 15 years.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So if we can get people past 15 years, it disincents them from leaving. Or, you know, and again, we can attract people if we stay up with that.
Okay.
Okay. So, Sean, did you already make a motion? Somebody made a motion. Was it Sean?
Yeah.
Yes, Sean did. I'll second. Approval by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma?
I do have a question
aye.
On a Sorry, Wilma, I didn't mean to talk over you. I have a question. Is there a cap on class five? Is it five? It used to be five, I think.
I didn't understand what you asked, Sean.
Is there a cap on classified as well?
There is not a cap on classified because that one is really depending on experience.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we had changed our schedule to have a range and then take a look at their experience.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Action item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of 3 additional days added for all certificated employees at the start of 2021-22 and 2022-23 school years, paid at each employee's daily rate. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Sherry, why are they adding 3 additional days?
So there are so many moving parts to what we're being required to do with our students next year.
Okay.
They want us to accelerate learning, fill in gaps, do more social emotional learning. John, okay. We hardly have enough time to work with our staff to train them on the regular things, but with having all these extra things, we thought it would be valuable to pull the staff in a couple days early and really have a couple extra days to accomplish that.
And so that's the start of the school year.
Right. For both years, because I don't think this is a one and done kind of thing.
Right.
And that expanded learning grant, that was one of the purposes that you could use it for. So we tagged that within there to use those funds. So we're not taking any of the other funding.
Okay. Okie doke.
So I got Wilma written down as a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, so all in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Yes.
Was that Sean?
Sean is yes.
Okay.
Sean is yes too.
Got it. Wilma, aye. Approved. As written, action item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated student wellness policy number 6014. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. John.
Hey, John's got a second on there. Thank you.
Hey. Yep. All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean.
Aye.
John.
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Passed as written. Action item H. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of organizational chart.
And Wilma, I have a correction on that document. On the second page of the org chart, page 2, for Susanville, I had a teacher listed at 0.6 FTE. I thought she was going to go down to a part-time schedule, so she was listed that way, but instead she's going to remain full-time. So I'm hoping that the motion can be adjusted to the corrected organizational chart.
I'll make the motion to accept the corrected organizational chart.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Motion approved. Action item J, or no, I'm sorry, I. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of summer work opportunities.
Sherry, is that like summer school?
That.
No. No, this is, let's see if I can get there pretty quick and I can share the screen. So we considered what work we needed done. Now, part of it is for summer school. So you asked that question. There are some summer school opportunities happening. Let me share my screen so that everyone can see it. I assume you're seeing my screen, action item I. So we are looking at doing some art and ELA up in Susanville. And in Portola, Marie is going to do some math workshops over the summer. And we're actually going to use Chris Rickard, who works year round. She's going to do some poetry workshops with the kids. Okay. Doyle let me know that there was not the interest there. And then what you have beyond that is work of curriculum type development that we needed done. Like I have Jen Kirby on here. She's going to work on creating a 2-year algebra class that's slower paced for students that have been struggling to get through. Right, so these are just, I have some open because I don't have somebody yet to do the work, but some of these, you know, people came to me and were already volunteering to do that work.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I'll move to approve as presented.
I will second it. John?
I'll second.
It was Sean and John on a motion and a second.
Okay, so all in favor of action item I.
You're frozen.
I think we're frozen.
Yep, but now we're hearing you.
Here we go.
All in favor? Okay. All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
Aye.
We got John?
Yes.
All right. And Sean? Good. Wilma? Aye.
Great.
Moving to action item J, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated policy 6009, education for homeless children and youth.
I'll move to approve as presented.
I'll second.
I'll second.
I'm not sure who had the second.
John.
Okay. Okay, so approval by roll and absent, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma. John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Approved. Action item K, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated expenditures for 21217 ECR presentation that Jared regarding the quotes that we received. So there we go.
So I pulled this up because what I had recommended, and again, you guys need to discuss this, and I know that some of you have more experience on construction type issues, but I thought the option for the office to put option three to put in the mini split units would be of interest to me, because being able to only cool or heat the offices where or spaces we're occupying makes sense energy wise, instead of heating and cooling the entire building. And that is obviously the least expensive, and I can go to that page here. So we had three options. And let's just, I'm not trying to make anybody sick, but this was Integrity Heating and Air for $11,000 just to redo the lines to the new spot. They also said if in fact the unit needs to be replaced, it would be $15,000. And they were good with moving lines and then testing to determine which one they would need. Or the Kreth Builders gave us six units for this amount of money with the installation, the 7220.
So Sherry, when we do this, is it going to be all the options like the house and the HVAC, or is the two separate items?
Well, we have it as one action item. So I want, let's discuss which one you would go for. And then in the end, let's make one motion that includes those two items.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
I like the mini splits. I like the mini splits myself. Yeah.
I agree with the mini splits. And then I think for the house, it makes more sense to keep it and remove the asbestos, install siding, and then be able to use it for projects and storage. That would be my recommendation.
John, you good with that too?
Plus.
Yep.
Great, well, that was easy.
So I'll make a motion to go with the quote to keep the house with the total for that option of $18,710, and with the office building to go with option number three, the mini splits, for $7,220.
I'll second.
Who seconded? Was it Sean?
Okay,
thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Sean.
All in favor by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. So motion passed as presented. Action item L, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the updated at-will employment agreement for 2021-2022.
And I pointed out in my recommendation.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
That the only thing that changed on there was the added 3 days was listed in there as added. Sorry, Wilma.
That's okay. I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second.
Sean second. All in favor, I roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Approved. Action item M. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of LVS WASC mid-cycle report.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
And Sherry, do you want to speak to it?
All I wanted to say was this is, you know, we got our WASC accreditation for 6 years. They didn't make us do a mid-visit, which they often do after 3 years. They just required us to submit a progress report. So that is this progress report. We're here at the end of the first 3 years. So
that's great.
Yep.
Okay. We had a first and second. So approval by roll. Christian absent. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Approved. Okay, so for future items, we have the LCAP Local Indicators Report and the 21-22 budget.
And I wanted to make sure, because I put out that we'll hopefully approve our LCAP on June 10th, but we need to have a separate meeting to have a public hearing on the LCAP. It can't be done at the same meeting. So I targeted the week before, the Thursday before June 3rd. So I just need to know that. I did check with Christian. She said she could make that one. So I just need to make sure we can get a quorum for that.
What day
June
was that,
3rd at 5:40.
Thursday, June 3rd, same 5:45 start time.
Okay. I should be able to do it.
Great. Okay. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. I think that's it, right?
Just call the time for adjournment and I think we're good.
Okay, we'll adjourn at 7:03.
Super. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, that was some webinar yesterday, Sherry.